you know what's nice to see? The news, our big story of the day was the Pac-12 coming out with their football schedule. It feels like a normal thing, a schedule release, and instead of, well, yeah, odds are we're not even going to have the season, so I don't even know why you're bothering talking about the schedule. I mean, that was a lot of what happened. But this is something where we have the schedule months in advance, and we can look forward to it. The Buffs will play their first game of the season against the University of Northern Colorado. That's going to be right here on 1310 KFKA. So that'll be sweet. It's going to be a Friday night, man. And no, I don't think it has anything to do with McCaffrey because the Buffs have been, or the Bears have been scheduling that game. But if that's, so I don't know. I don't have UNC's full schedule. We know their conference schedule starts, you know, whatever, late September. But that's probably going to be his first game unless they play the week before. So like UCLA plays Hawaii August 28th. So there's a chance the Bears schedule a game before that. Now, again, I don't have that schedule in front of me. I just know that their conference schedule was released a few weeks ago. This is the Pac-12's full-on schedule. So it's kind of cool to see CU actually have a normal schedule that we can all look forward to, set our calendars by. And I'm sure more is going to come out. You know, we'll get to the Mountain West and all that too, but here it is, the Buff schedule. We have it available at our website, theholeshow.com. They play UNC September 3rd in Boulder on a Friday night. Then, this is what's interesting, Colfax. They're not playing CSU at, what is the, Empower Field. All these new ball arenas, new, Empower Field's new. Coors Field's probably going to be new because I'm sure Coors is going to pull their sponsorship.
The new stadium at CSU?
The new stadium, yeah. Canvas. When do we stop calling the Canvas the new stadium,
by the way? Never.
They play Texas A&M. CU plays Texas A&M in Denver on September 11th. So they'll play in Power Field on September 11th. So they're still going to have a game in Denver. How about that?
Huh.
Okay. I still wish the CU-CSU thing would happen, right? Minnesota, September 18th. That's a home game. They play, then they start Arizona State on the road in Tempe. Southern California, that'll be home against Boulder. Then a bye. Then they'll play Arizona in Boulder. They'll play at Cal. They'll play at Oregon. Then home against Oregon State. That'll be their homecoming game on November 6th. Then at UCLA, home against Washington. Then they play November 26th at Utah. And then the Pac-12 championship game will be a Friday in Las Vegas. So there you go. A couple of Friday games for the Buffs against UNC, and then their final game of the season against Utah. Pretty cool. It was great to catch up with CU Buffs head coach Tad Boyle. Great guy. Excellent coach. Excited to see what the Buffs can do in the basketball side of things. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. We've got a David Thompson jersey up for grabs. Signed David Thompson jersey. Got the picture posted. It will be in a frame thanks to Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte hooking us up. McLean could win it today. That's the deal. McLean could take this thing if he wins today because it's the first one within the prize realm. Every prize we announce, you know, it's leading up to the next one. It's the first one to win three Top Text Tuesdays within the time frame. And McLean has two. We started this up 2 weeks ago. So McLean could also do what only one other hooligan has done on this show, and that's Noob, and that's win three in a row. So if you want to get involved, David Thompson jersey, again, Fresh Coat Painter, South Platte, they'll do it upright. They'll get it in a beautiful frame for you, and you can really add that to your man cave. Our first advantage text line is 970-478-1301. I mean, if you're a Nuggets fan and you want Nuggets memorabilia, you got to honor the greats. And yesterday we were talking, how many greats do the Nuggets really have? It's only a handful. David Thompson's one of them. Retired jersey, all that stuff. You could have that hanging in your man cave. There, David Thompson. I think that's a big time prize. So we'll see. First advantage text line 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. Got this texter from the 970. Nuggets all the way. Nikola Jokic is guaranteed to be NBA MVP by the end of the season. Denver will be back on top and make it to the finals to beat the Brooklyn Nets 4-3 for one of the greatest matchups of all time. I mean, the way that goes, Colfax, is, you know, if this text turns out to be true, what do we do? Because I'm not, that's a bold take. I like it. Does that win a Top Text Tuesday? I don't know.
It might win that Tuesday, whenever that is.
The Tuesday after.
A couple months from now.
I mean, if he predicts a Nuggets win over the Brooklyn Nets 4-3 and a Joker MVP, this comes back, he might just win something.
Well, we did have some bold predictions retroactively win a Top Text Tuesday.
I think that's how Noob won one of them.
And I think you're right.
And it wasn't like he called football predictions are one thing. You predict a basketball game score.
Like a 50-point win is what he predicted.
He predicted a 50-point win, and he predicted the score. And it was off by 2 points, I think. But it was close enough by like 40 or 50 points. I think it was UNC Bears playing a no-logoed school.
Yep.
And he got it right. Pretty close, too. Like I said, predicting a basketball score is tough. Football scores can be complicated, but there's only so many combos in the NFL. I mean, 21-14, those are all pretty common scores, right? Basketball, you can have anything like 86 to 112, 126 to 113. I mean, a lot of crazy combos.
Exactly.
So that's how he won that. It was nuts. It was a crazy time in Top Text Tuesday history. So, somebody's going to be getting a David Thompson signed jersey. Fresh Coat Painters, South Platte, hooking us up. All right, more on the Nuggets, though, last night. Going up against this Bulls team, you started to see a little bit more in terms of Joker and MPJ working together. And I hope they can keep that going, man. I really, really do. Because I think there's something special that could be happening there. There could be something really good. Now, again, that was last night. You know, tonight, they play back-to-back to Milwaukee tonight. It's going to be a tough game. But I do think that we saw a preview of maybe what could be at this point in time. And if Porter can become that guy that's, hey, I know I'm not the number one option right now. Maybe sometimes I am, but not all the time. Most of the time, that's going to go through Joker. Whether that's Joker getting the ball just to set somebody up, I can't just take it before setting up a play and launch a three up. If it goes in, neato, but we got to be able to set up plays. And I think that hopefully that's something that's starting to take hold. I don't know, Colfax. I just saw something different. You know, I'm not saying MPJ has arrived by any means, but it's almost like there was a light that his defense was a little bit better. There was a light that went on. There was a little more hustle, a little more oomph, like I was talking about last week. And just a little more willingness to share the ball, move around, you know, pick his shots, find his spots. I saw that last night, and it was very encouraging. And he's ripping down the boards, man. I mean, he's getting rebounds for this team. So if those two can get it right, and Jamal's still going to be a part of the, obviously those three, that's going to be their building block, so that's what they want. Ideally, that's the plan. That was the plan all offseason. Jamal's a different talent, though. Jamal's a point guard. Well, two guard that's playing point guard. He can handle the ball. He can be that, you know, he can be that one-on-one guy that you need if you need to clear out. Porter's not really going to take a lot of people at the top of the key just dribbling. I mean, maybe that's something that happens, but I just don't see him as that great of a ball handler. Like, I think Barton's a better ball handler than Porter at this stage. So you're not going to see a lot of that. You can see him take a guy off the dribble, you know, one move and go type deal, but I don't think he's the type that's going to clear out and take everybody. So, I mean, you're going to have all these different skill set type players. And I really, really think that if this works out, if the way the Nuggets feel that it should, then maybe who do we have? We had the light-skinned Jedi Master saying the Nuggets have the next great dynasty. I've always talked about how Denver has built this team a lot like the Golden State Warriors did. They built it through the draft, and then they found kind of a new, brand new, shiny toy with KD. Just happens to be one of the best players in the NBA. So then it kind of put him over the top. Now, the question came up last week, is Mike Malone the guy? Right now, things feel great. You feel really good. You won two in a row. Bottom line is, you're still seventh seed in the West, so you're not out of the woods. Find a way to beat Milwaukee tonight. All right, we're feeling pretty good with two games left going into the All-Star break. It's going to be a tough task, but still, this team is underachieving right now. But if Murray can be consistent, which he is starting to find his footing, right when I gave up too, isn't that crazy? He's starting to find his footing. Joker is established as an MVP candidate, no question, if not a front runner at this point. So you have to look at this and say, if Porter can now be that third guy, not look lost out there, not take silly shots, make sure you cut to the basket on a 500-1, 4-1, whatever that was, that run, that drive, then that was the plan. That was why they didn't get too aggressive in the offseason. That's why they didn't go for a backup plan. They did. They got JaMychal Green. But they didn't have like a direct backup plan to Jeremy Grant. So because they said, all right, well, Porter was okay last year with a high ceiling. If he comes in and is good, it's kind of like we just got a brand new player. Like, that's the beauty with some of these players. Sometimes they're good, and then they come back, and it's like, whoa, where did that come from? It's like we got a new player. If Porter can bring you 17, 18 points, but add the other stat, 15 rebounds, yeah, I'm going to take that. Ultimately, I want him to be a 22, 23-point guy, but right now, he's providing another stat. Yeah, Joker's 39. And then Murray, 24 points. That's perfect. Your starters were all in the plus side of things. And you're still doing this without Paul Millsap, JaMychal Green. You saw P.J. Dozier back in the mix. It was a rough game for him. 5 points, but he was 2-for-6 from the free throw line, 1-for-4 from the field. So getting him back in the mix, you did it without Gary Harris. Get this full group back in, and I'm curious to see if they can go on a hell of a run after the All-Star break, 18 minutes after the hour. Shout out to Auto Taylor. We know that everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired with cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. Their vehicle diagnostics are advanced and, more importantly, accurate. Whether your engine's making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, they'll take care of it. Oil change, whatever. That's Auto Taylor. All right, 18 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, what does J.J. Watt mean for Von Miller? J.J. Watt signed, it looks like, what, roughly 15.5 mil a year for 2 years with Arizona? What does that mean for Von Miller? Is it a good sign for Denver or a bad sign? We'll be right back.
Think your bracket can win it all? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, man. McClain's airing that eye of the tiger right now. He's got his headband, his bandana on right now. He's doing air boxing. He's trying to win this thing, man. He wants it. He wants to make history today. He wants to be one of the only hooligans to win 3 in a row. If he does that, he takes home the David Thompson signed jersey. Now, McClain was one of our hooligans that registered for the Madden tournament, man. You couldn't get that. It's okay. I couldn't either. But you could take this home today. Be a nice little prize.
Huge prize.
Well, I know McClain's like a diehard Nuggets guy. I mean, he's a younger Nuggets guy, too, that says he doesn't think Joker's the best. He still thinks it's Alex English. I respect guys like that. Guys that still respect their history. That's good. That's great. I like that. McClain says, I'd take MPJ over the players that were drafted after him. Troy Brown Jr., Zaire Smith, Dante DiVincenzo, Lonnie Walker, Kevin Huter. Nuggets fans, don't forget, we got a top five player from that 2018 draft at the 14th spot. Yeah, Porter was such a unique guy going into that draft. He'd only played in a handful of games in college at Mizzou, and then he got hurt. So his stock went way down because it's like, well, we haven't seen enough of him. But he's that talented of a player. Like, he is one of those guys that just has the jump. I mean, he can get up, man. He doesn't look like he's jumping that high because he's pretty long, he's pretty tall. But, I mean, he can get up. And I think once he gets that aggression and more confidence in the game, he's going to be able to play D a little bit better. He's going to be able to move around the floor a little bit better. We've only seen him for about a season's worth. So I think we all have to, like, stop and remember that. It's just sometimes his bonehead moves, his bonehead mistakes can be so infuriating. And that's where I think we have to take that step back and remember, all right, he's still a pretty young player. But yeah, last week when they lost to Washington, that was one of those moments, I think, that it was that you needed to see some good follow-up games from him, and you did. But you didn't, you know, you didn't want to get to that point where you have a guy that just doesn't know where to be in crucial situations. Now, he claimed later, Harrison Wynn told us this, of DNVR Nuggets, that yeah, he should have sprinted toward the basket, but in his brain, he was thinking about winning the game. He was thinking about, Murray's going to hit me in the corner. I'm going to make it. Game over. If he would have made it, we still would have walked back and said, was that the right decision? Was that
no
the
way.
Right decision?
We'd be like, he's the king. Dude.
He's
like,
the best ever?
Yeah, he's the best ever.
I don't know. It's still like, because if that's going to be the mentality, is his mentality is to win at that moment, right then. But the safe bet is to go to OT. And then you work your magic there. But yeah, I mean, it was a weird situation. It did not work out at all. Murray shouldn't have stopped at the three. But I also think that it worked because when he stopped, he sucked in the defense for a little bit. The thinking was that two guys would suddenly stop on him, and then Porter's there for the shot. And then he ends up getting a bad—he hesitates. He gets a bad pass off to Facu Campazzo. So even though he's not your ideal shooter, he's the fourth worst shooter of those of the four guys that were surrounding the three-point line. He was the fourth worst. But he got a bad pass. He had to pick it up off the ground and pop it up. So, I mean, again, seeing Porter bounce back the last couple of games was absolutely huge. Yeah, that's Colfax. Here's your take. The light skinned Jedi Master says if MPJ, I love these names. Hooligans come up with the best names. If MPJ would have made that shot, I probably would never say anything bad about him and blamed everyone else for his mistakes. That's pretty good. Because what you'd start go Mamba mentality, man. He wanted to win. He didn't want to go to overtime. I'm not taking that chance.
And we would have forgotten about it at this point. Like, it would have been like, okay. Moved on, they won the game, he made that shot, all's good in the world. And we wouldn't be talking about it to this day. But because that situation was so bad, we're still talking about it.
Maybe it was a good thing.
I think it is a good thing.
Because the last couple of games, I noticed it especially last night. It didn't seem like the light went fully on, but it seemed like something was starting to click. Like, Joker, if I work with Joker on give and goes, and he set screen for me, I set screens for him, I'm going to have like 7, 8, 9, 10 points just by being in the right spot. Like, okay, Peyton Manning, his career. They used to talk about him in practice. Peyton Manning would yell and scream at receivers. And if it was a 5 and in, it better be a 5 and in. Exactly. Not 5.5. Not 4.7 and in. 5 yards and in on a certain spot. If your foot is not there and your right foot is not there, the ball is not going to be caught. Because it's not going to go right where I need you to get it. That was what Manning was really good at. I want you at that spot. If you're at that spot, you got to catch for 25 yards coming your way. If you're not, I'm going down there. I'm going somewhere else. I'm finding this is why he loved slot receivers. Like he relied so heavily on guys like Wes Welker. And then, Demaryius Thomas was a heck of a pretty good route runner for as big as he was. He started relying on these guys. You be where I need you to be at that moment. And I'm going to deliver a lot of receptions to you. You're going to make money because you're going to get a goal. You're going to hit a goal. You're going to sign a better contract because of me. You're going to get touchdowns out of this. If you don't go where I tell you to go, I'm ignoring you. I'm going this way. Coach is going to see that I'm ignoring you. He's pulling you. We'll try on somebody else. Nikola Jokic seemed like maybe he was getting frustrated for a while. He's like, hey, if you're just going to stand, and this could have been Malone too, if you're just going to stand there while I'm spinning around and backing a guy down, and then I look, and I back a guy down, and I look again, if you're not cutting and moving, at some point I'm going to quit thinking about you. Gary Harris said it best when Joker really started to storm onto the scene. Harris just said, dude, when you play with Joker, you move. You move. You've got an easy 5-10 points just by moving, because he's going to hit you. Better be ready, because it's going to come at you. I mean, how many times did Porter peel off of a designed play call and cut to the rim, and then Joker sees that? Because Joker's going to see it. He has this ability, which is why I think he's the best player in the NBA. I wish I could see his brain in action. I wish I could see what he sees when he's on the floor. Because Porter, he knows, okay, this is where the cut should be. Porter will make that cut, and Joker knows exactly where to go. It's like you have to just be, you have to just be absolutely on it all the time when you're playing on offense with Joker. Eastside Chris, do the Tuesday Top Text judges undergo drug testing?
Yes, but only for certain drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nothing says I can't be doing anything. And Susan and Cheryl.
Yeah, they just...
There's something going on back there. What, like steroids? Or just like that we don't pick the right guys? Is that what it is?
That must be it.
We don't pick the right guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got...
I don't know
when's the last time we heard from this. It's been a little bit. Dixon has stormed onto the scene, the arch nemesis of the show. People just need to give Porter a little more time to develop. One could argue he's our best pure shooter and possibly our best rebounder. Feels like his game is developing every night. It's not a perfect picture yet, but the potential is there. I do agree. It's just the development process. I'll admit, it's must-see television. Because you're going to see two plays in a row where you go, what the hell is that guy doing? He's not even guarding his guy. He's not even looking. And then on offense, he's standing 4 feet from the guy. Spacing's terrible. Or he just launches it. But then you see last night, and you start going, all right, I see it. And that's been the way it is. It's unfair to call a player like Porter inconsistent. You can't do that yet. He's too young. Jamal Murray absolutely can fit that mold. Although you're seeing it, you're starting to see him bust out of it. I'm noticing in his damn tweets, Colfax. This is a weird thing to say, but I'm on his Twitter right now, and he's tweeting all these positive things, like, you know, he's sorry Nuggets Nation, I won't let it happen again. Like, he's not just mad. He's not just mad anymore. Like when he was coming out in the media saying, what'd I do wrong this time? What can I do now? Now he's kind of just starting to have fun with it, and that's when you start not taking yourself too seriously. But I do think that you're seeing a click a little bit. And games like last night are great. You need to get to this All-Star break. Get your full group. Really start to see how this rotation is going to work. But you're not wrong, Dixon. It's just the negatives of Porter sometimes really, really are tough to take. But he has an ability that not a lot of players have. You just got to get it all clicking. And once you do, could be dangerous. 33 minutes after the hour. All right, Colfax, I got to register somebody for our March Madness Challenge. I did get wind lost my train of thought. I got wind that CBS Sports is going to work. We talked to the higher-ups over there today, Colfax. We pulled some strings. We made it happen. They are going to do their bracket challenge. So we are going to do it through CBS. So if you got an email from us through ESPN, ignore it. Throw it away. Crinkle it up. Just get it out of your life. Throw it away. We're doing it through CBS. So if you want in, we're going to have some awesome prizes for this thing. And actually, this just in, too. We're going to go out to McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club. in Eaton. It's not private. Anybody can go in there and eat whatever. On the 19th, starting at 10 a.m., they're doing 50% off beer all day at McCarty's.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, starting at 10 a.m.
I'll be there.
I mean, yeah, it's starting at 10 a.m., Colfax. We're going to have fun out there. They're going to have appetizers and a private room so we can watch all the games. So if you want to be a part of that, we're going to be out there. I know Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now is going to be out there. I believe the Power to Play boys are going to be out there. The Power Trip boys, I should say, are going to be out there. So we'll argue. We'll do whatever. This bracket challenge is going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun. I want you in it, Hooligans. And you want to get in right now, we'll go caller 3 and 4. I just need an email address. You don't get pesky crap from us. Callers 3 and 4 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Or toll-free, 877-353-1310. Callers 3 and 4, you're in our March Madness Challenge. 35 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks Liquor, they're in that process of celebrating their 10th anniversary. They always bring us our game beer of the week. This one's from one of my favorites around Greeley, Brick's Tap House. It's the Mother May I Mango IPA. You can get that for a discount price at On the Rocks Liquors. Brick's has got a few beers over there now. And what I love about On the Rocks is they're always looking out for local breweries to local tap houses, and they're hooking it up with Bricks. So check them out. Also, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver, and they're not anywhere else in any other liquor stores in Northern Colorado. So bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey, it's available only at On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here. Yeah, Eastside Chris, you're still in, man. You're enrolled. You got it. So here's the deal. If you're in our Madden Challenge, you'll be getting an email at some point, now that we've confirmed, from CBS Sports. So look out for that. Check your junk mail, all that. And then what you'll have to do is click the link and then enter. It's very simple. And last year, I think we cut it off at like 70 or 75. So we'll probably go with that route as well. But we're accepting new. Always going to try to accept a few new ones every year. So we're trying to get people locked into it. Should be a good time. Ready to, I'm pumped for this. It's going to be good. Top Text Tuesday, Colfax. How are we feeling? It's a much better day than last week.
Definitely better than last week.
Guys are bringing it a little bit more.
There's definitely a couple sticking out in my mind.
Oh, you got a couple of guys that are rising to the top.
Doesn't mean they can't be overtaken.
That's true.
Some last minute.
You got 20 minutes left. You know, we've had texters hit it at the buzzer before.
We've been ready to announce,
uh-huh,
and then something came in and it just took the cake.
And we just look at each other, we're like, crap, that was good.
That was it.
That was the text. Eastside Chris says, is Alex Smith of use to the Broncos? Adios, Andy. So you're off the Andy Dalton bandwagon now, Eastside Chris. He's been on the Andy Dalton because he has a shrine of Andy Dalton, loves Andy Dalton. That's one of the Hall of Fame rooms now, is Eastside Chris hanging out with his fake Andy Dalton shrine, or just a shrine there. It's a beautiful place. Hall of Fame. It's a gorgeous place. If you've seen a Hall of Fame before, you ain't seen anything until you walk into the beautiful doors of the Hall of Fame.
Just imagine the most regal, prestigious building.
Oh yeah,
and throw that out. Yeah. It's 10 times better than that.
I was gonna say that was like a hut or something, like a tent. It's just a tent.
No. Very nice.
They crawl in there and they're just putting a few pictures of basketball players and football players. No, it is. It's like this amazing hall. It's awesome. To be a Hall of Famer, though, I mean, Hall of Famers have to really... Okay. All right. Hang on. Hang on here, Colfax. I'm not going to say any names on this. I'm just going to say it. I got two CU Buffs insiders, two, that I'm talking to right now.
During the show?
I'm texting, too.
Okay, texting.
Texting, too. I got one telling me that they can't win the regular season title. I got another one telling me that it's a long shot, but yes. Huh. And so what I looked at, and I know, takes me a while, what I looked at for CU is the Buffs have more games. So we kind of have a San Diego State-CSU situation. The Buffs have more games. If Oregon loses the next two games, UCLA loses the next two games, and USC loses the next one game, I think, and the Buffs win their last game, I think they've got it. But we're going to get the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, on the phone tomorrow, and then we'll go through that scenario. I think they still have a shot. So UCLA and Oregon play. Yeah, that's what's tough is because they play each other. UCLA and Oregon play each other. So that's what's difficult. Okay, I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll dig into that. We'll dig into it. All right, let's read some more text. Let's see. Dixon says, I mean, let's be honest. We need to give Porter some time. Kind of like how long it took McLean a long time to have any decent text. It doesn't happen overnight. Oh, this is what Dixon does, man. He finds the front runner. You know, Pillow Fight Dan for a while was throwing out a bunch of haymakers. He started fading back because he couldn't handle the heat. Now you got McLean coming in, starting to earn a name for himself in Top Text Tuesday. And here's Dixon. Dixon's singling him out. He's coming at him, man. That's what happens. With great, fame and notoriety and all this stuff, you start painting a target on your back.
Is that how you know you've arrived, is when Dixon starts coming at you?
I actually think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. McLean, think of it as an honor, man. Dixon only goes after star texters. I mean, that's typically the way it is. He goes after Hall of Famers that are starting to make a name for themselves.
Starting to threaten his reign.
Mm-hmm. And Dixon is a top texter for sure. He's wrong 90% of the time, but he's definitely a top texter. He hits us up with some insightful things, but his hate for John Elway and Von Miller blinds him. He has this blinding hate of Elway and Miller that doesn't allow him to see past that. He can't get past it. So it's a tough deal. But that's why he tunes into the whole show. I kind of like to think of ourselves kind of like a therapist. You know, sit down on the couch. We're going to talk you through this process. You know? What did Elway do to you, Dixon? Oh, we know. He has
to quiet down.
Yeah, he owned the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Yeah. you got to get it going sometimes, Colfax. That's what you got to do. I see. This is when Triple T has some really lame winners lately. So I support the call for drug testing the judges. They have lowered the expectations on what it takes to win. If there aren't any good techs, don't declare a winner. This ain't the Mountain West Conference. I mean, there's got to be a winner. Just because you watch a bad basketball game doesn't mean there shouldn't be a winner.
There's still people playing the game.
Yeah.
You're playing
the game, man. There's going to be a winner. It's not their fault if you don't bring it. If they don't bring it and nobody else is rising above, then how can you put that on the texters? I mean, if the Nuggets have a terrible game against the Bucks tonight, you don't want there to be a winner? No, there's got to be a winner. There's a winner and a loser. That's how it goes. We don't end in a no decision. McLean, I would say he had pretty strong text the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. McLean, come on, bring something, man. Fire back today. You got to fire back because now you got people rolling with you. You got people going at you. All right, so we'll see who's going to bring the heat here today. First Advantage text line is open right now, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, 970-478-1301. 46 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the J.J. Watt thing, Von Miller. We'll also get to closing thoughts and what's on TV tonight. This continues to be a very big week in terms of basketball. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Seems to me
9 minutes until the top of the hour. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us here. Whole show powered by PDC Energy. And as always, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll crown a winner in a moment. You still have time to get in a last-second text if you want to have a chance to win this thing. You still have an opportunity. We've got a few minutes left. I always like the best. You know, I like the guys that come in late. They bring a top text Tuesday type text when it matters most. Don't forget, on KFKA tonight, we have Platte Valley at Eaton. Check our website out on that because there's a direct link if you want to watch this game via stream and listen to the wonderful Clark Johnson, the voice of Preps Radio. Then you can also watch and listen. Got a stream option there. Again, 1310kfka.com. You're not going to want to miss out on that. It's a great opportunity. A few regular season games left. All right, Colfax, what do we got here? I'm getting a few texts last minute. Near broke, you can give Dixon and Shirley a blue ribbon like Elway. And thanks for playing, but no deserving winner today.
Huh.
Huh.
You didn't even go for it. You didn't even try to take it down there near broke.
Near
broke,
you could have taken it down. The light-skinned Jedi Master, if I'm MPJ, I would stick to Jokic's side and learn everything I can, because if he can be half as good as Jokic, MPJ could be an MVP. MPJ, MVP, I like that. What do you make of this? This is like this ongoing thing here. Hooligans are protesting. A few of you are, anyway. Say Dixon and Nearbroke are kind of some Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
Got some clout there.
I just feel
saying
like...
if it doesn't tickle their fancy, it's not good enough.
Well, then you're not good enough. You got to text in.
You got to
raise
the
game,
hate, man.
Raise the game.
Dixon. Leave McClain alone. Man. It's okay to be rewarded for subpar performances. Sincerely, Von Miller. Ooh. See, there's Dixon's Von Miller bias. There it is. I don't think we can go a week, except for the week after the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, without hearing about how bad Von Miller is and how bad John Elway is. Dude, I'm telling you, McClain brought the noise the last 2 weeks. Is it going to be good enough to do what only one other hooligan has ever done on this show and win three in a row? And if he does win three in a row, he gets rewarded with a David Thompson signed jersey. What do you think, Colfax?
I'm sticking with my original pick.
Okay.
It was an early on text.
Started this thing off, and it was a Rockies text. We haven't really talked Rockies today, but...
It almost derailed the show for a minute.
It almost did. I mean, I had my topic set.
Yeah.
I had the script set, you know, that I read exactly the word. I write the entire show out. I read word for word from it. Near Broke says Dixon gets it for that last text.
Nah.
Can't reward him for hating on Von Miller. Dixon hates on Von Miller all the time.
Yeah. Bring him something new.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Dixon does. Oh, we got to go here.
I'm sticking with that first vote. You know who it is, if you agree.
I'm there with you. We're not giving the jersey away today. B-Rad is taking it home. What is happening? The hooligans are rallying right now. Look at this. I got 5, 6, 7 texts coming in left and right, all saying Dixon should win.
Where have you been?
This is like...
First of all, this is not a democracy.
You know what this is like? McClain says Dixon is an excellent texter. You know what this is like? The Karate Kid. I'm the Karate Kid. Dixon is Johnny Lawrence. And suddenly the script has been flipped. And now everybody likes Johnny Lawrence. We'll see. We'll see who ends up owning a dealership. Good night, Northern Colorado.